Hello, and welcome to another Peepee Shirley Chit Chat Podcast. I'm Lori Bransky, and today we have Stacey McIntyre with us, a second-year veteran who's also a captain. Hello, Stacey.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for coming in tonight for practice.
Thank you.
We have practice tonight, and we're going to be dancing a little butts off. So whenever I can get something in before practice, it's a huge deal. I don't blame you. We have a little bit to talk about cheerleading today. We have some updates that we're going to talk about. Stacey just went overseas. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what's been going on in our locker room, all that good stuff, give you some updates. But first, we're going to just give you some tips on how you take some criticism from captains and your coach. Because sometimes that's a tough thing to accept and do. I mean, everyone thinks that they're dancing perfectly. Everyone has different talents. So when you get corrected in a dance or in whatever it is you may be doing, it's kind of a big deal.
It is. It can be embarrassing sometimes, especially in front of your other teammates. But the best way to really take it is, I don't know, just kind of smile and say thank you and think about what the criticism was and how to apply it to yourself and, you know, look at what other girls are doing and see if, you know, you can do the same.
Exactly, because you can't take criticism personally.
No.
Because it's not on you as a person. It's not Stacey. You're a bad person because you didn't do that right, you know? I got corrected unbelievably, like, left and right when I was a rookie. And you know what? It's the best thing that you can help out. I mean, I don't want to be in the middle of the field doing something completely different from everybody else.
Yep.
That's embarrassing in itself.
Yeah, exactly. When you have 70,000 fans watching you, the last thing you want to think about is messing up or, you know, trying to fix that correction. You might as well get it right in practice and so you can do it good on the field.
Exactly. Mm. I mean, I remember my head was down, everybody else's was up. That's kind of a big deal.
I'm on the wrong foot. I'm turning the wrong way.
Hey, yeah, you know, just do my own little thing here. But you can't take it personally. You can't cry about it. You just, like Stacey said, just apply it. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Okay, point your toe. Okay, I'm going to try my point of my toe. Practice is where those kind of things happen.
And the worst thing to do is to give an excuse of why you didn't do something right. And even if you thought you were doing it right, most likely you can't see yourself. So listen to whoever's making the correction. Just take
Accept it.
Yep.
Because if you do say, you know, I was thinking about this other dance, it doesn't matter because you
that
still
wasn't the dance.
Exactly. And I was a huge saying sorry, and I didn't mean to be like, I'm sorry, but it was kind of like a polite sorry instead of thank you. But you don't want to say sorry because I always felt bad after I said
sorry.
Because then she felt bad for correcting me. And I was like, no, I don't want you to stop correcting me. Yep. So just take it, say thank you, smile, and just apply it.
Exactly.
Easy as pie. Speaking of pie.
I'd like some pie.
Christmas is coming. We had Brittany on here last week, and we were talking all about the Christmas things going on. We just lit the menorah.
Yes, we did. And we also had our little Wiccan ceremony, which will start...
tonight, right?
I thought it was Thursday. Because we won't be a podcast.
Oh, because she's going to
remind
us tonight.
So we will light the candle on Thursday, and we have to do it while the moon is waxing, not waning.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, so what Stacey's talking about, last Thursday, Lindsay lit the menorah because she's Jewish, and she talked a little bit about Hanukkah, and we said a little prayer in Hebrew, which was weird for me. But it was interesting to learn.
I'm not Jewish either, so, you know, it's a little weird.
Well, yeah, I get it. But it was good to learn about something different and actually apply it.
Yeah.
Because you learn everything, and you kind of have a general idea, but to actually do it was kind of fun.
Right.
She gave us, like, these chocolate coins, which were yummy.
Yes, and I don't know if we were supposed to eat them.
Ate them.
Oh, I ate mine, too.
Okay.
But they were good.
And then Angela, who practices Wiccan faith, or, you know, people look at them as witches, she gave us her little holiday thing that they do. What's it called? Do you know? Yule. And it's like this candle that has all these kinds of fragrances and basically
ointments and
I guess in a weird way blessed, I would say.
Yeah.
And then you just cite this little phrase poem thing, which would be the equal to a prayer, I'm thinking. And then you just hope for something that you want.
Yes. And you have to say it like, I am a Patriots cheerleader.
Right.
Rather than I want to be one.
Right. So that's going to be fun to do.
Yes.
We're learning about all these things.
What are you going to wish for?
I can't tell. Can I tell?
I think you can.
I'm going to say I'm at the Super Bowl.
That's a good one.
What are you doing?
You know what? I really haven't thought. I think there's so many of them, I might have to like light my candle several times.
So. Well, she also said you have to be careful what you wish for.
Because it will come true.
And then, well, we were talking about it, and Audra was like, well, I'm going to wish for less work at work. And I was like, no. I'll say, because then you'll get fired.
And then you won't make money, and then what are you going to do?
Yeah, so it is a huge deal.
Yes.
Tonight at practice, which is another event very eventful lately.
It is.
We're doing our Yankee swap, and we're doing all little cute gifts for the girls, and that'll be fun.
Did you buy your gift?
I did. Did you?
I went and bought it today.
Today?
Very last minute.
Wait, what do you get? Oh, I don't want to know what you get.
No, you can't.
Because what if I pick your gift?
Exactly.
Okay.
But you will like my gift.
You'll like mine.
It was good.
Oh, no, you'll like mine. Trust me. Anyways, we have had our last official home season game this past weekend, which was beautiful out.
Exciting, yes.
In December, it wasn't even cold.
I know, I was hot, actually, during
me
the game,
too.
So.
It wasn't snowing, I was very upset, but it was my last game, it was bittersweet. Pro Bowl was announced, Brianna Lee is going. Congratulations, Brianna. Got that. But the game was a good time, because we won. We won
very well.
We did the touchdown dance, I don't know
how many times. In the same quarter.
That was awesome. I've never done the touchdown dance in the corner right near the gun guys.
They are loud.
I was like jumping.
They are so loud.
It was kind of cool though. But it was fun.
It's exciting.
It was a good last game.
Yes.
And we also found out at the last game that Audra and I will be going to Mexico for a promotion.
Lucky.
Which I'm wicked excited about.
Have you ever been to Mexico?
I've never been to it. Ever. I've never been on the West Coast.
Okay.
I mean, we did that around the world.
World thing, but we didn't really hit
that
area.
I've never been like
that. That would be exciting.
I'm wicked excited to go to Mexico. I want some good tacos.
Good tacos?
You think they got some?
Probably, but...
Listen, I've only been as far south of the border as Taco Bell.
But what about... Well, Arizona has good tacos also.
Never been.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Wait. No, that's Georgia.
Yeah,
I was thinking...
That's Georgia.
Because those were good tacos in Georgia.
Yes, they were. But Arizona's 10 times better because you're right near Mexico.
Well, maybe I'll stop at Arizona while I'm in Mexico.
I doubt it. You better... I know. I was going to Mexico.
Anyway, so speaking of traveling, you just came back from an overseas tour. How was that?
It was fun. This was my second one, so it was different because I had more responsibility this time.
Right, because you were the only captain.
Yes. So I kind of had to, you know, make sure everyone was getting on stage at the same time. And
you had two rookies with you, which must have been like...
And going to promos and making sure that they, you know, maintained a conversation with the troops.
That's kind of hard for you, now that I think about it. Because it's only your second tour, and you have responsibility of yourself
and
other people now. So you're just getting comfortable, and it's like, oh, wait a minute, are they here?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. You know, it was that, you know, just make sure everyone is there on time, and do you have everything, and do they have everything, and,
right.
You know, worrying about everyone else. But it was actually very fun. When we were in Baghdad, Iraq, we got to do an impromptu show. So we just got on the stage. We had, like, literally 5 minutes to change, if that. And we got on the stage, and the troops were so excited because they weren't going to be able to go to the show later on that night. So we had this big show, and it was fun. John Popper was there, and he did the national anthem on his harmonica.
Awesome.
So that was the best show out of all of them, I think.
And for those of you that don't know, when we go overseas, we're talking about visiting troops that are stationed overseas, whether they're fighting in the war or preparing for the big, you know, day that they get...
sent to the front line.
Really. Right. You know, they have a lot of camps and stuff that they have to train for. God forbid they'd be, you know, shipped out. So we go to boost morale and bring a little piece of home to, basically, in different camps. Bases, thank you. We try to bring morale to different bases. Which must have been nice around the holiday season for them.
Yeah, I think that's what made a difference from the last time we went in April, May. So there was not really too much going on. But now, it's, you know, everyone's missing home. They're missing, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and Hanukkah and whatever else they celebrate. So it was interesting to see, you know, everyone there and how they reacted to us, knowing that they were going to be away from home. And it was nice to bring a little piece of home to them.
Right. And you guys actually went to Iraq. Last time, but you stayed over there.
Yes, we stayed in Baghdad and we stayed in the tents, which was very, very different from what I've ever experienced. It was this probably about 20, 25 cots and mattresses in this plastic bag on your bed that you had to had sheets and you had to make your own bed and there was no pillow. And although it was very hot. Very, very hot, but because of the heat, not because it was hot outside.
Right.
So by the end, we had turned on the AC. But it was different.
Good.
Needless to say.
The troops really appreciate it, though.
And we appreciate them.
We definitely do. I can't wait to see more pictures from it. There's some up on the site if you want to check it out at patriots.com/cheerleaders. see Stacy's trip overseas. Let's see. Let's get to know Stacy a little bit more.
Oh boy.
Well, you know that you're a turkey dancer, nobody cares. Moving right along. I'm just kidding. Your cat's name is
Coffee.
Why is it spelled
K-O-F-I? Well, it's my boyfriend's middle name.
Oh.
And his middle name is Kofi. But I didn't want to call the cat Kofi. I know it just sounded weird. So we just changed it to Coffee.
Yeah,
and she's brown. So it kind of fits.
Yeah.
Just different shades of
Coffee.
Brown. And she's very furry. Very, very furry.
Did you see my cat? He's right there. Stacy's looking at a picture of my cat right now. I take it everywhere I go. Your favorite animated character is Elmo?
Yes. Oh. I have. I don't know. When I was younger, I used to get Cabbage Patch Kids every Christmas. And now I get an Elmo every Christmas. And I probably have at least 20 Elmos in my house. Yes. Like, still in the
box.
Can
you laugh like him?
No. I can't. Can you hear my voice? It's a cold.
No fun.
But I have well, hopefully I get the new Elmo for this Christmas. So maybe my mom will be listening to this.
Good luck. They're hard to find. I got one for my boyfriend's nephew.
Oh.
Haha.
Thanks.
If I knew.
Thanks. Well, I have enough.
You want to choreograph with Janet Jackson?
Yes.
That's very prestigious.
Yeah, well, I'm far away off cheerleading choreographing for Janet Jackson, but...
Not really.
I guess it's in the professional business.
She did do a Super Bowl that one time.
That's true.
At the end, but hey, you know, you could choreograph something much better for her. Maybe the NFL would let her back, you know?
That's true. I mean, but, you know, Janet's getting up in age. She's 40.
Is.
So can you imagine her coming out with another CD?
I don't know. I guess she will.
At least one?
She can't get that
I
up.
Hope at least one.
Hey, Michael Jackson... I know. But still, same family.
I do. I love Janet Jackson. I have every Janet Jackson CD, even the two before Control, which was like her first popular.
I don't even remember the ones before Control.
Yeah, see, no one knows.
I bet you they don't even remember Control.
They probably don't even know. They don't
Control.
Remember Control. But I have every CD.
That's good. You don't have any hidden talents, it says over here.
Not. Have you seen any? You've known me for 2 years. Like, I don't really have anything really funny or quirky about myself.
It doesn't have to be funny or quirky. It's a hidden talent.
You've seen me for 2 years.
I'm trying to think of a hidden talent that you have. You have a knack for fill in the blank. All right, maybe you don't have any hidden talent.
See?
No.
I really don't. I tried to think about it.
You are a very organized person. I remember when we were overseas, you have everything in bags.
I do. This year, I even labeled my bags to go overseas.
That's just psychotic.
I did. I labeled, it said, like, warm up top 2006.
That's psychotic.
But it's easy for me to find things. I'm like that at home.
Hey.
I color code my drawers.
That's a hidden talent.
I guess.
OCD, hidden talent, same thing.
But all my drawers are color coded. My closet's color coded.
All right. Let's talk about something more fun. Christmas.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't talk about Christmas, considering I haven't gone Christmas shopping.
We were just talking about that. She really hasn't even started Christmas shopping.
No.
That's crazy. Christmas is this weekend.
I know.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Have fun fighting everybody else that hasn't started.
I'm that Christmas Eve shopper. I like shopping on Christmas. It doesn't really bother me. I guess it's kind of like I have no choice.
Right.
They get what they get, and I, you know, don't have to think about it too much because the store's going to close, and I need to get places, and so I just get what... ever I want them to have.
Hey.
Who cares what they ask for?
What are you going to get, Coffee?
Coffee is going to get another shirt. I know it sounds odd. My cat has shirts. Well, your cat has clothing,
cat
too.
My cat has a whole wardrobe.
So right now she has an orange like striped shirt, and she gets to sit at the table. She sat at the table for Thanksgiving. I wasn't there, but she sat at the table for Thanksgiving. So this year, I don't know. We'll have to get her some.
Does she keep the shirt on?
Yes.
Really? Frisky won't keep it on.
She can't really get it off.
Yeah, but he tries. Like he'll, like, drag his belly to the floor, and I feel so bad, so I end up taking it off.
Yeah, she'll run around before you while you're trying to get it on her, but other than that, she has no choice. And she crouches really low to the ground when she has it on. Like, she won't walk
regularly.
She doesn't
like it, Stevie.
Yeah, but she looks cute.
Agreed.
I'll show you a picture later.
You're crazy.
Thank you.
How do you think practice is going to be tonight?
I think practice will actually be somewhat easy.
I hope.
Because we have the Yankee swap at the end.
Right.
But I think because...
We don't have practice for another 2 weeks.
Exactly. Because she canceled practice on the 21st, I think we might be doing some laps and some kicks and a lot of dances three times through.
I agree.
With smiles on our faces.
I agree. Hey, what are you going to do? Comes with the job.
We'll just do really good and maybe she'll end early. I doubt it, but...
I doubt it, too. But we can hope for the best.
Exactly. Got no choice.
It's the holiday season. Good spirits. Well, I guess that's about it for today. Short and sweet for the holiday. Hope everyone has a very Merry Christmas if you do celebrate it.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
You.
You too.
Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to go get some dinner and then head over to practice right now. So for everybody else, we'll see you on the sidelines, hopefully in a playoff game. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.